Music from Madeline, that is from the Slow Bang, and it's called 1982. Before that, we heard from Yesayer off of Odd Blood. We heard Matter Rose. We had some Dressy Bessie before that, and Father John Misty, The Deers, started off that set. We're getting the playlist updated at wyso.org. But before you surf over there, sit back, relax, and get comfortable, because we have some amazing live music in the studio for you. We have a band in the house called Soul. They hail from Piqua, Ohio. They're going to be playing this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern along with Grover, good friends of the show as well. They're also going to be playing the Miami Valley Music Fest, which is in August, and we'll be telling you all about that coming up as well. But before we get to anything else, I'm going to hand things over to the studio for some live music from Soul. Thank you.
such a tragedy. Yeah, you're only what it makes you, not what you want to be. Protected those with power, abusing those with none. You and I may voice of opinion, but the world is here.
In the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them and hear some more live music. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
This is Dee Dee Bridgewater. Tuesday night is Jazz Night on WYSO. Join Dave Barber at 8 o'clock for 2 hours of great music. And at 10, I'm your host for jazz performances captured live across the nation and around the world on Jazz Set from NPR Music. Join us for the best in jazz every Tuesday night on member-supported 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Frumholt, and I'm joined here in the studio by the members of Soul. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
What's up, Radio Land?
Very glad to have you all here, and be sure you get nice and close to those mics, guys.
Right. Yeah, we're glad to be here.
Very happy to have you. So tell me a little bit. I know you guys have been around for quite a long time. Tell me how the band in its current incarnation came together.
Oh, who wants to field that one?
Well, I think everybody except our current drummer has been kind of on the menu for quite some time.
Yeah.
5-6 years maybe.
Well, We can't ever remember when we actually started, but it's probably been 2006.
Probably.
Something like that.
So we've all kind of been part of the original lineup, essentially.
Yeah.
So other than Dennis.
Yeah. I joined back in August of 2009.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so you all have been playing together for a pretty long time then.
Yeah, we know each other musically pretty well.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, fine.
Does that, having played together for so long, does that make you guys more musically in sync, or does it sometimes make it hard because you know each other's sort of patterns and tendencies so well?
Sometimes it takes time. I think it takes about a year for it to mesh and to gel. And I came out of a different band from Lima, and Sean just out of the blue just called me and said, "Hey, you know where my drumsticks are?" Because he had lost them at a festival we both played at, both our bands. And I said, "Yeah, I'm not playing anymore." And he said, "We need a drummer." So it just kind of just happened like that. But it took about a year for us to finally gel, because we were like a little bit different styles. I know I had to change my drumming style a tad, because these guys are more funky and more reggae. So I had to kind of put that in my repertoire.
I think we all have good days and bad days in life, but when we do music together, it's the writing process has never been a challenge. They just come to us, and somebody has one idea, and we all just gel on it and let it happen. And we take more of a freestyle writing approach to music. We just let it evolve and try not to criticize it or construct it too much in the beginning. But as far as we're connected, I think we all know each other probably really well.
And I think that helps. You know, when you're playing, it's warm. It's like
a fuzzy feeling.
Yeah, diving in a warm swimming pool, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you know where you're going and it's comfortable. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about style. You know, you said you had to change your drumming style a little bit. With what you guys just played, you know, I heard funk, I heard reggae, I heard rock and roll, I heard some Middle Eastern influences there.
Yeah.
What kind of influences are y'all bringing to the band?
I think you just named several of them.
I mean, I think we all listen to a lot of different music, so it all just kind of gets mixed up and spun together. And I think our backgrounds just...
We all come from somewhat of a different background musically.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I think that's what makes it unique. Is we're at like for the first time I'm with a band where I'm actually able just to be diverse, because that's what I like to do, and be myself. And these guys allow that to happen, and I think they're on the same plateau with that.
Yeah. Well, kind of anything goes, you know, when it comes to writing music, right?
Right.
It's like
we're not a funk band, but we're funky. We're not a rock band, but we're kind of rocky at times.
Yeah.
You know, we throw the rap in there and just mix it up and have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that keeps it interesting for the listeners and also us.
Yeah.
How do you navigate your writing process with so many different styles from the band members and so many different influences and things like that? Does somebody kind of take the lead on songwriting, or do you guys just kind of jam it out at practice and see what happens?
Yeah, basically. The latter part there.
Yeah, we just jam.
And that's good and bad. Nobody's like, you know, silverback in this lineup. You know, I think that's just a respect thing, too.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I respect all these guys musically.
It's sort of like, you know, like cooking in a way, because everybody has their own unique, distinct sort of flavor, you know, and you just mix it all together, and it works, you know, and that's how I think the writing process really happens. It's sort of everybody's, you know, just mixes it together, and that's where it goes. So.
Essentially, we're a band of misfits.
Yeah. Throw a little paprika on there.
Yeah.
So you guys have a show coming up Friday night at Canal Street Tavern along with Grover. That's going to be a fun night.
Yeah. I think everybody should come out.
Yes, everybody.
And get their groove on and, you know.
Everybody within the 50,000 megawatt range.
That's right.
We have, right? So everybody, come on out. Please.
Yeah, no. Looking forward to jamming with the guys from Grover. It's been a minute since we've encountered them. So.
Yeah, and they're a good band.
Yeah,
looking forward to it.
And then what's the rest of your summer looking like? I know you've got Miami Valley Music Fest in August. Are you guys doing the festival circuit this year?
Just a couple. We kind of missed that boat because we were kind of had some schedule conflicts. I mean, work for a living, essentially.
Wham.
So, yeah, the weekend after that will be the Wham Bam Thank You Jam. And a
few things in the pipes
there's a
later
couple,
on.
Yeah. Yeah. But definitely those two for sure.
Coming up, I think, at the end of August.
End of August, August 31st would be a Friday. What's up, Jay Allens?
I say they're at their they got their jam tonight, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's it like? You know, the difference between playing like Canal Street Tavern or Jay Allens as opposed to playing. Wham Bam Thank You Jam or Miami Valley Music Fest, these, you know, outdoor kind of, you know, bigger festivals, and then playing the more intimate venues. Do you guys prepare differently? Do you tackle the show differently? Or as performers, does it change the way you set up, you know, your set list or anything like that?
That's probably a real minute factor there. I mean, we try to put it down 100% if we're playing for five people or 500.
Right.
You know, I don't know. That's my guy. I don't know what these guys are thinking, but I'm going to give it to you. I don't care what the situation is or what the lineup is.
Yeah. It, you know what I mean? And it's sometimes in a festival, it's like a shorter slot. You know?
Yeah.
So you might have only 50 minutes or something like that. So we might try to pack in a lot more kind of high-energy stuff. You know, in that 50 minutes, but
those scenarios I think are great. You know, just depends on the venue. Yeah. So,
what's the rest of the year hold in store for you guys? Are you guys going to try to get in the studio at all? Or
that's exactly what we're trying. We've got some new material coming out, and you know, we've drug our feet way too long, basically.
Yeah. Got a lot of songs that need to be recorded.
Yeah,
and if you
we may disappear for a moment.
Yeah, and if you like what you hear, of course, like everybody, we have a Facebook page, but it's hard to find because it's got like a million numbers and letters after the name. So there are a couple different ways to find it. I always tell people just type in Soul S-O-L, spelled S-O-L, Pickwell, Ohio, and Google, and we'll be like the first thing that pops up. We also have a Reverb Nation page. And it's just reverbnation.com/souljams, and soul is spelled S-O-L, jams. And you can actually download some music and stuff from that page. So if you like what you hear, check those out.
And to make it even easier for our listeners, we're going to put those links up on our Facebook page.
Awesome.
We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. So surf on over there and like these guys on Facebook and check out their Reverb Nation page.
Awesome.
Guys, is there anything else that that you guys have on the horizon or that you want people to know about you before we hear some more live music?
Just come out and support, you know, the local festivals like Miami Valley Music Festival. It's nonprofit. Same thing with Wham Bam. You know, just support live music in general.
Yeah. Local. You know, there's a lot of great stuff out there going on in Dayton and around Dayton. You know?
Yeah.
So come out and check out, like, local bands. They can blow your mind sometimes, you know, I think, and I'm sure your listeners do. And want to thank Buckeye Music Magazine, throwing
definitely
in there.
Sure.
They've been really great to us. We want to
they're great to a lot of people.
Yes, they're
actually
great to a lot of people. So
Very cool. Well, I think we're going to take a quick break, let you guys get your guitars and all that back on, and we're going to hear some more live music, which I'm really looking forward to.
Thank you.
That's coming up next here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. More live music from Seoul and your chance to win some tickets to see them live. Stay tuned. Good stuff on the way.
Hi, I'm Norm Whitman. Won't you join me every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for Detours? It's a place for people that want more than just music, but insights, perspective, different viewpoints, with folk and singer-songwriter music, mostly acoustic. It is the path less taken, here on WISO 91.3.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I am joined once again in the studio by Seoul. They're playing this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern along with Grover. You can also catch them at the Miami Valley Music Festival. It's August 10th and 11th at the Troy Eagles Campground. We'll be talking more about that here in just a moment. And we'll have your chance to win some tickets to see these guys live. But first, we're going to hear some more tunes from Seoul.
You're only getting high. won't you stop, look and listen.
Call of the Wild. What did we play before that? Stop, look, and listen. Those three easy rules we forget sometimes. This one's called Statistic. Thank you.
Soul live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. They're playing with Grover. You can also see them at the Miami Valley Music Festival. It is August 10th and 11th at the Troy Eagles Campground. And if you are the fourth caller at 769-1998, we'll send you to both of those shows for free. 769-1998 for a pair of tickets to Soul's Canal Street Tavern show this Friday and a pair of passes to the Miami Valley Music Festival. What a deal. 769-1998. We'll be back to talk more about the Miami Valley Music Festival with one of the organizers, Brad Centers. But first, let's hear from one of the other bands that's going to be playing. This is the Al Holbrook Band off of their album. And this one's called Initiation.